From Washington, this is VOA News. Militants advance in Iraq, U.S. considers options. South Sudan peace talks falter. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United States is weighing a range of options in Iraq, where militants from the group known as the Islamic State have seized Iraq's largest dam and overran several predominantly Christian towns in the north, displacing tens of thousands of people. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf says Washington is extremely concerned about the situation, describing it as a huge humanitarian crisis. Senior U.S. officials have said there will be no American military combat troops on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit to meet with presidential candidates locked in a hard-fought dispute over election results. Secretary Kerry is expected to press for a resolution between former Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani and challenger Abdullah Abdullah, who disagree about the results of a runoff vote that placed Ghani as the frontrunner. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul says 18% of the almost 23,000 ballot boxes have been reviewed by an international team overseeing the audit. Hamas militants are threatening to restart fighting with Israel if Israeli negotiators do not meet a key demand to truce talks in Cairo. A 72-hour ceasefire is set to expire at 8 a.m. local time Friday, unless Hamas accepts Israel's proposal to extend it. Hamas is demanding Israel lift its blockade of a Gaza seaport, which has choked the Gazan economy and keeps Palestinians from traveling. Israel is insisting Hamas disarm. A month of Israeli airstrikes in response to Hamas rocket attacks killed almost 1,900 Palestinians, mostly civilians. The latest round of peace talks between South Sudan's warring factions is at a standstill, dimming hopes that a comprehensive deal could be reached this week. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
South Sudan's government and the rebel opposition failed to meet for scheduled talks in Addis Ababa Thursday, apparently because of opposition complaints about the negotiation process. The two sides have committed to peace talks to end a conflict that began in mid-December, when a political dispute between President Salva Kiir and his main rival, Riek Machar, turned violent. But the opposition team has declined to participate in the discussions during the past 2 days, saying it wants to talk directly about ending hostilities before discussing political reforms. A previous agreement called for the two sides to form a transitional government by an August 10th deadline, now just a few days away. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf declared a state of emergency as the Ebola epidemic continues to take hundreds of lives in her country and others in West Africa. Police and soldiers in neighboring Sierra Leone have blockaded certain rural areas in an effort to keep Ebola from spreading further in that country. The World Health Organization says Ebola has killed more than 930 people in West Africa, mostly in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is calling on Russia to step back from the brink of war in Ukraine by withdrawing thousands of combat troops massed on its border. Mr. Rasmussen spoke Thursday in the Ukrainian capital in a show of support for Kiev as government troops battle a pro-Russian insurgency near the Russian border. Russia banned the annual import of more than $17 billion worth of food from Europe and the United States. Moscow imposed the food import ban Thursday in retaliation against the European Union and the U.S. for economic sanctions they've imposed against Moscow for its continued intervention and support of pro-Russian separatists fighting Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine. It also covers imports from Australia, Canada, and Norway. Former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden is being granted permission to stay in Russia for 3 more years. His attorney says Snowden is working in the field of information technology and holding a job is a condition of his remaining in Russia. The extended permission to remain in Russia is not classified as political asylum, which would allow him to remain in Russia permanently. Snowden's 1-year political asylum status ran out August 1st. He's charged in the U.S. with theft of government property and unauthorized communication of national defense information. And residents and tourists in the U.S. Pacific Island state of Hawaii are bracing for one hurricane while keeping a close eye on a possible second. Hurricane Izelle is on a path toward the state's largest island. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.